Please join me in prayer. O gracious and holy Father, give us wisdom to perceive you, diligence to seek you, eyes to behold you, a heart to meditate upon you, and a life to proclaim you through the power of the Spirit of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. All we need is help. This is one of the harder ones that we've covered throughout our time of Lent. Breathing, sleeping, and beauty all seem like they are pretty easy to do when we aren't overwhelmed by life. Whereas showing vulnerability, being an advocate, seeking an advocate, remaining open for change, and asking for help can be a little more difficult to do, even in the best of times. However, all these needs connect back to Christ and our relationship with God. For Christ is our prime example to show us all we need. We have as humans, and those needs that are necessary for us as beloved children of God. For in Christ and in his ministry, he showed the disciples how to find balance within their needs, asking for help when needed, and accepting the help offered, all while maintaining an awareness of those around them and the needs they had. Our initial focus for today is about finding and maintaining balance, centering on those times where we're in the middle of being tossed up and down by the world around us, specifically when we feel overwhelmed by what we see happening in the world. Figuring out how to regain our balance when our fears are skewered by that affect our natural reactive deductive reasoning that we have, where we are able to quiet our minds to see what God has asked us to do or what we need to do to move us from simply surviving and to get us to thriving. All while working together to help us switch our focus from inward looking to outward thinking and problem solving. What came to mind this week was the image of a teeter-totter. Working together by taking turns to get up in the air and then bracing ourselves for the trajectory down. Or those friends we had that were the daredevils, which I may or may not have been, those that stand in the middle of the balance beam, working to remain balanced as it goes up and down, then experiencing the joy when balance is achieved without any riders. Our time on the teeter-totter begins by looking at the words of David this week. Our focus expands by witnessing a man who is looking for balance when undergoing the ups and downs of life. We see him valiantly battling the chaos of uncertainty that he was going through. Then, within the uncertainty, seeing petitions of rescue and trust, naming the promises given to him and finding the reassurances through his relationship with God, while remaining an example for others as they faced uncertainty or obstacles in their path. He's encouraging them to hold on to their faith and to trust in their relationship with God, even in those difficult times. In the trajectory down and the resulting up, we investigate the Hebrew understanding of trust. And the lexicon says that we see that trust primarily conveys the idea of trust or confidence. It is used to describe a sense of security and reliance, often in the context of trusting in God, his promises, or his protection. The term implies a firm belief in the reliability, the truth, or ability of dependence on God rather than on human strength or wisdom. It continues saying that in the context of ancient Israel, trust was a fundamental aspect of the covenant relationship between God and his people. The Israelites were called to trust in Yahweh as their protector and provider, distinguishing themselves from surrounding nations that would rely on idols or the military might. Trusting in God was not merely an abstract concept, but a practical expression of faith, often demonstrated through obedience and worship. The cultural context of the ancient Near East, with its frequent conflicts and uncertainties, made the concept of trust in a divine protector practically significant. So for David, what was being uncovered was his reliance on God through his uncertainty and conflicts he faced as a human and in his role as king. Each piece of his relationship with God was fundamental and foundational in his role as servant of God. By placing his trust in the guiding hand of God, he had a protector and provider and a place of refuge. It gave him a reliable relationship to find balance throughout the ups and downs he experienced throughout his lifetime, demonstrating to all his dependence on God's steadfast love. And the faith that David sang and wrote of becomes a symbol of hope for those hearing and experiencing the works of God. Hope given in the form of grace to all the beloved children of God. Then, seen in their relationship with God as love expressed, both in blessing and in favor. The love of God that is poured out upon all to deliver us, rescue us, and save us from danger, distress, or opposition. Allowing not only David, but us to recognize the grace freely given to calm and reassure us that God is with us in all the ups and downs we experience in life. In this song, David forms God's promises into a pair of hands. Hands to intervene on our behalf, rescuing us from enemies, life-threatening disasters, and the evil that surrounds us to try and oppress our spirituality. Hands to hold us when we are in need of comfort, dipping in the life-saving waters, anointing our heads, and calling us into community with one another. Hands to hold the teeter-totter steady to give us balance, needed to either climb on or climb off. Hands which offer us the space and all we need so that we can breathe, rest, be vulnerable, have an advocate, or be an advocate for others, and discovering the beauty that surrounds us daily. Space to accept the help being offered by God and know we are not weak by accepting it. Finally, our focus turns to God, who is offering a reminder that each aspect of all we need has been exampled to us by Christ, who guides our growing understanding of God. The God who is our creator, who breathed upon us life-giving air, calms our minds and quiets our hearts to find rest, opens our eyes to reveal the beauty of the world that we partake in daily. Paths to take when we need change, sends help our ways when we struggle in the form of a friend, allowing us room to be vulnerable and renewing the promises given to us in our baptism. For God is with us each and every day, watching over us and guiding us in our ups and downs, on these paths we walk separate or with others, leading each one of us to find the cross of Christ, whose solid ground is there for us, while all other ground is sinking sand. Amen.